Christian, why are we out at Singleton Primary School today?
Today we're running our second kind of round of the community camps. So we started at Comet Bay College, just near Secret Harbour, and we're here at Singleton Primary School talking about, got to deliver a speech on having a healthy lifestyle, and then ask a few questions and just quiz them on that.
Take us through what community camp is. It's something that every club does during their pre-season as well.
Yeah, so it's pretty much just the key of it is just to give back to the community mostly, and then whether that's delivering messages to the younger students or kind of, we were at Comet Bay before and we just kind of let a few kids who are a bit older, they had a big footy program there, and we let them know what kind of you have to go through to become an AFL player and be in the system, so whether that's diet and your off-season, and then so to hear kind of just, it's just a good way to give back to the kids who support the teams, and whether it's, even if it's not Freo, it's just the whole football in general.
Kids hitting you with any good questions?
There's a big mix of them. Got a pretty funny one. Someone asked who's the clumsiest player I've ever played against, so I had no answer for that. I didn't know how to really respond to it, but it was still pretty good.
Yeah. And who's in your group? Who are you out here with today?
With Sean, Darcy and Brandon Matera. So we all just caught up at mine, and then Brandon drove down here and we'll head back together tonight.
I've seen Sean on a couple of these before. He's pretty good with the kids, isn't he?
Definitely. I think everyone's just swarms to him. He's a big presence, and whether they're scared of him or not, they'll still go towards him and always listen to him.
How's Brandon going? Good to get to know him. You've obviously known pretty well for the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. So I met him 3 weeks ago, and we're obviously myself, Sean and him are locker buddies as well. So, it's good. Spent a lot of time with him now, and got brekkie this morning, so it's going well.
How important is it to be close to those guys who are next to him in the locker room?
I think it is, yeah. Whether it's or anyone in your team is kind of good, but definitely locker buddies because you just see them every day and you're always sitting down next to each other just in your quiet time, so it is important, yeah.
What's on the cards for you for the next couple of weeks?
Just more running, more training, more pre-season, just getting into the swing of it, and just we were just talking today about how we're just excited to get out back on the field and actually playing games, so it should be good.
Yeah, the local boy, what's on the cards for you this Christmas?
I could be heading down south to Yelling Up with the family, or just playing it pretty low key, just catch up with the family again and head home for a bit.
Can you talk about the excitement of playing games? Nathan Wilson's at the club. How you feel about him coming to the first?
Yeah, definitely. Not only him, Willow, but also we've got Brandon and obviously the new recruits, a couple of the top 10. So it's a really exciting time for the club, and just to see what we can kind of put together this year and build into the start through this pre-season to this 2018 season.